I asked people at the seniors club how they had met their partner. I got a variety of responses. Donna and Howard Keefe met at the A&W. Donna explained that she was with a bunch of girlfriends when they saw this fellow alone in his pickup. They went over to talk to him and that was how they met. Jim and Shirley Vandewark met at a church young adult group. Wendy Clazen met her husband Don through her cousin, who was trying to find a date for Don for the Revelstoke Christmas party. Wendy refused to attend the party with someone she didn't know, but did allow her cousin to give Don her phone number. And as they say, the rest is history. John Dahl met Aira Lucas at the seniors club. John tells me, the New Year's dance in 2009 was our first big date, and we haven't looked back since. Aira sitting beside him smiled in agreement. Ivan King met his wife Token at an oil rig. She was a cook's helper to her aunt and he was in charge of the rig that was being set up across the river from the old fort. They had to go in from Chetwynd. Token's aunt told her to have nothing to do with the drilling crew. Ivan claims it was love at first sight. He admired her for the way she was a practical person. Unfortunately, she did not seem interested in him. When spring came and everyone went back to town, they got to meet on friendlier terms. It turned out that Token lived with her grandmother just down the street from where Ivan lived. They ran into each other and that was the beginning of a long and happy life together. And Lorne and I, we first met when I took a ski lesson from him on the old ski hill on the Vutrick property. Caring Bridge. The vision of Caring Bridge is that no one need go through a health journey alone. The founder wanted to help her friend who had a premature baby. Caring Bridge provided a private chat area so that people could be updated about the baby's condition and coordinate helping. In 25 years, it has helped more than 300,000 people. To learn more, Google Caring Bridge. Quote of the week, love is a lot like a backache. It doesn't show up on x-rays, but you know it's there. George Burns. Ruby Macbeth lives and writes in Fort St. John.